Chapter 39, Amanda. Every step was agony. Being wedged under that bed had sent her knee into spasm. Now that she had to move quickly, she was really feeling it. And yet she got out of that house. She wondered how much longer her luck could hold. She was extremely fortunate not to be in handcuffs. She was almost at the end of the block, another block to go before she reached her car.
Hey, you! Stop! Police!
The voice crying out behind her forced her to turn. Pharaoh's partner, Hernandez, was sprinting toward her. Pharaoh came out of the front door after her. He moved with speed, but stiffly, as if there was a board strapped to one of his legs. 100 yards between Hernandez and her, and closing fast. Amanda had the hood of her sweatshirt pulled up, and it was too far away for her to be recognized. She swung round and ran. The pain was unbelievable, as if with every step on that bad knee, a hot bolt was being driven into her flesh. She cried out with each step, but still she moved. It wasn't a run, not really, a shambling mechanical lurch, and then another one and another. And then, her knee buckled, Amanda sprawled out on the sidewalk. She got her good leg beneath her and fired up into a standing position. Hernandez was 50 feet away. She wasn't going to make it back to her car. A black Escalade pulled up at the curb beside her. She took all her weight on one leg. She couldn't even put the other foot on the ground. The passenger door of the Escalade opened. A big man wearing a blue jacket and a white shirt sat behind the wheel. The same man who'd been watching the house last night. The same man who'd followed her to the subway.
You just came from Frank Quinn's house. We're looking for the same woman. I can help you. Get in, quickly.
Amanda's jaw fell open. The man had his hand out, beckoning her into the car.
Hurry,
he said. Hernandez was closing, 30 feet. Pharaoh was behind her with his own faltering, staggering jog. Who the hell was this guy?
Get inside, now,
he said. No choice. Get into the car with this stranger, or go to jail for attempted murder. Amanda hopped to the car, gritting her teeth against the pain, then threw herself into the passenger seat and closed the door. The engine roared as the man hit the gas. She turned to look at him, but he was ignoring her, watching the traffic, making sure he didn't crash into another vehicle as he made the turn at the intersection and then floored the accelerator.
Who are you? She said.
My name is Billy Cameron. You're safe. It's okay. Let me get us out of here, and I'll explain everything.